The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of problems and solutions that come from people who are running farms just like yours. Or maybe they're in the agricultural service business, family operations all around the country, grain bins, grain storage facilities. Nice circumstance where I am here in Massachusetts. We have a number of stores that are support for family farmers. It's very cool to see all these businesses. We want to save them. And if you're a locavore, you'll be interested in the conversations we have on this program as well. Joining us this week is Marty Mesh, who is the executive director of the Florida Organic Growers Association, which is a group of folks got together, established in a number of farmhouse kitchens, pretty much like yours probably. Went back to 1987 for a historical overview. Also known as FOG, Florida Organic Growers, operates two different programs, education and outreach programs and quality certification services. So, Marty, let's talk about you first and you, your background. A lot of people who get into this are not farm kids. Are you a farm kid?
I'm not a farm kid. I was enchanted by an uncle's garden when I was little. I asked my dad if we could grow a garden. He said, pick a crop. I said, watermelons. And little did I know that if you fast forwarded 10 years later, I would end up being a watermelon farmer in Florida. And that was our main cash crop, watermelons. But the farm produced a variety of other crops as well.
How hard is it to grow watermelon? I have grown pumpkins. I've grown squash, but I have never tried. I've always been told that unless you have sandy soil, you really aren't going to get anywhere if you're trying to grow watermelon. Is that true?
Well, we're lucky enough, if you call it lucky enough, to be down in Florida and grown on sandhills. So we're well suited into a nice sandy soil, and then we just need to be able to try to get nutrients to them, as well as pray for rain when we need it. We don't irrigate. We know it'll rain at the end of every drought.
Yep. Well, in Florida, especially this past week, man, there have been some wild storms blowing through most of the state. So I don't know whether lots of rain all of a sudden helps you or not. But in the nutrients that you have to, I mean, farming any crop requires nutrients in the soil and moisture, right?
It does. And so, you know, during drier years, we have smaller watermelons, but they're sweeter. And during larger years, they were larger watermelons, and they were still sweet, but
yeah.
not the concentrated sugars as what the little bit drier conditions bring on.
How many farmers do you have in the Florida Organic Growers Association?
Well, there's probably 330 certified farmers within Florida farms and business operations. Quality Certification Services, our certification program, certifies close to 1,000 operations in 38 different states and 12 different countries, actually.
Do you have to mess with the federal government, or can you on your own certify that one person or one farm is, in fact, organic?
No, we're accredited by USDA. We go through ANSI audits as well, the American National Standards Institute accreditation audits for our Global GAP, which is a food safety auditing program, because farmers now are being faced with the requirement. Not only do we want you to have an organic certificate, we want you to have a food safety audit as well. And so we do food safety auditing. We do the National Organic Program accreditation. We do other National Organic Program certification. We do social justice certifications, looking at our farm workers being paid a living wage and our farmers receiving a fair price. It was an ambitious project to try to change the dynamic of the food system with something called food justice certification, which is from a nonprofit that we helped start called the Agricultural Justice Project.
So what is that about again? Is that about paying your help, or is there something else involved in it beside that?
Well, it looks at if the farm is certified, and we've certified some farms already, it looks at whether or not you're paying a living wage for the locale of the farm, and if you can't pay a living wage because of the current economic system and structure, what's the goal to get there? And if that's the case, are you also being transparent with your farm workers? And so one quick story on that one was a farmer that when we were pilot testing the certification, went through it, told his farm workers, "I can't pay a living wage because we're so far in debt. Here's the books. Here's the reality of it." And you know what? That field of cherry tomatoes, that's our profit for the whole season. Because the workers, of course, see truckloads of vegetables going out of the farm and think the farmer's making all the money. Right. The farmer thinks the wholesaler, the retailer's making all the money. And in fact, everybody has to be understanding and have a more fair-minded process in price setting, price taking, and wage pulling. And so the farm workers, when they understood the dynamics of the farm, they said, "That field of cherry tomatoes is going to come in. We guarantee it." They took ownership almost of that field of cherry tomatoes. The farmer ended up with the best year he ever had. He was able to pay a bonus to all the workers that stayed throughout the season. And it was really from changing the dynamics and the relationship between the farmer and the worker that it's not me against you, it's us in it together. And it made the most successful year that he had ever had.
You went through a litany of things a few minutes ago that are required or part of what farmers have to go through, what it costs to do various things just to stay in business. You mentioned the Food Safety Act, which is so outrageous, so egregious when it comes to the family farmer. And I hope that wasn't Freudian. I was about to say the fall of the family farmer. But the kinds of things that are required are redundant, and they are also unnecessary for smaller to medium-sized farms because the problems usually never exist there. They always exist with the big farms, the big industrial farms. And so all these things that are being done in the name of government intervention are in no small way reasons why in the circumstances you're talking about that farmers can't pay a living wage because there's so much being dropped on them. And people in America expect cheap food. They don't want to pay a lot of money for food. You go elsewhere in the world and food, produce, fresh food is way more expensive than it is here. I'm sure you know that.
Right. Well, and just like you articulated, the problem is externalizing the cost of cheap food, and so we don't really pay the true cost of cheap food. We just externalize it, and it's devastating to try for organic farmers to or family farms to say, "This is what I need to get because this is a fair price." We're not asking for a price premium. We're just asking for a fair price to us and the people that work on our farm, and it's a very difficult landscape farmers find themselves in at times.
And yet the locavores, the people who would support you and what you're doing, are the ones who say, and I support this, you know, we want the best quality food. I used to, on my farm, I had raw milk. I sold raw milk on my farm for years, and I'd get $11, $12 a gallon for it. People were happy to pay it because they knew that's what it was worth. And, in fact, even at that price, it didn't pay for me to produce. It wasn't enough money to cover the cost of production because doing it, people say, "Well, you don't have to pasteurize it." Well, that to protect myself and the users, more importantly, you have to take all kinds of measures to make sure the milk is even safer than what would go to a production facility or processing facility. And sometimes people get it, sometimes they don't. What I've found is that if the farmer's a good educator, then people really kind of buy in, Marty. Don't you think that's the case?
I do. And you know, we try to tell the stories. A person is now my wife. I met her when she was making the documentary. What's Organic About Organic was a documentary to try to show consumers really what their choice every day in the marketplace does as far as creating the world they want to see. And so if they need to step up and make their buying choices with values in mind and other thoughts in mind than just the bottom line price of the food. You know, where are you putting your food dollar every day? We all eat every day. We all buy food, you know, most every day or many times a week probably. And we get to decide who we want to support, where we want to put our purchasing dollars as consumers. And that's probably the most powerful tool if consumers could be educated and do a better job at being a little bit more conscious when they make their purchasing decisions.
Marty Mesh is here, Executive Director of the Florida Organic Growers Association. With me, I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps, nothing's faster, nothing's stronger, among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you. I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I was stunned to hear about police and prosecutors in Wisconsin staging late-night raids by SWAT teams and police dogs, invading family homes and confiscating computers, cell phones, financial records, and other personal items. Far from having the right to remain silent, victims of these raids were ordered by the police to not tell anyone or call a lawyer under the threat of jail. There have been dozens of these raids without any proof that the homeowners are criminals, even though the Bill of Rights guarantees us protection against such invasion. A look through the lens of liberty shows such abuse threatens the rule of law itself. We the people are the owners of our rights. We must tell legislators in no uncertain terms that such abuses will not be tolerated.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, raised on a farm, been around cows all my life. The credentials, I'm eager to hear from you, by the way, too, with regard to what we're talking about, what you have for ideas, suggestions as to what you think we ought to investigate on this program, because we're here to present ideas from people who have solved problems, so you can hear how they solve various problems, and you can apply as much of that knowledge as possible to your own operation. That's why the idea works, and we've got a lot of support now, podcasts galore, people just following what we're doing here on radio stations all around the country. It's a labor of love for me. I'm a broadcaster, so I guess I have some credibility, but more credibility as a farmer, and I love putting the two together to be able to bring you these discussions every week, serving the agricultural industry. I'm Doug Steffen. Marty Mesh continues as we focus on organic growing and the particular problems or projects he's working on in Florida. As we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Change after the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer. Sit up straight if you're in your car, wherever you may be, and listen intently to our conversation with a fellow that runs an organic growers association in Florida. Marty Mesh is here. Let's go back to the Organic Food Production Act of 1990 and how that has helped extol the value and virtue of organic products, or has it really?
Well, I mean, I think it has. It's, you know, as organic farmers, you know, we started in the 70s and in the mid-80s, and we could see that there was a potential train wreck up ahead if people asked hard questions, because there were different sets of standards, and if somebody was making, for instance, an organic vegetable soup or whatever, and they had, you know, tomatoes certified by one certifier with one set of standards, and garlic certified by somebody else with another set of standards, and somebody else that was labeled organic but wasn't even certified in Mississippi, Virginia allowed sewage sludge for their organic produce back then. So it was a potential train wreck, and we needed a uniform set of standards. We also were asking for, as organic farmers, for organic research. And they were going, well, what is organic? You guys don't even have a definition among yourselves of it. So it was more than just getting government regulation to regulate the term organic, although that was important, because as a certification program, we had oversight over the people that were certified, but we didn't have any oversight or legitimacy over the people that were just saying, I have organic carrots or organic tomatoes, and I'm selling them, and I can undercut their prices, because guess what? I'm not really farming organically. I'm just using the word. So we needed it to protect farmers. We needed it to protect consumers. And we needed it, I think, for the vision of trying to institutionalize organic as not just a very niche market, but as more of a viable production agricultural system. And so since then, since the United States USDA National Organic Program, you've seen the sales of organic products rise a lot. You've seen kind of the misnomer that everything local is organic when, right, when in fact it's not. Yeah. But we hope that it gives some credibility to the label, and that through now Congress and federal research dollars, that there's institutions and private sector research, that there's more institutions willing to do some research to find better varieties for planting that will thrive under organic systems instead of, you know, barely survive under organic systems because they were developed for really chemical intensive agriculture. I think it's done a lot. And there's organic crop insurance now for organic farmers that you don't have to pay 5% premium any longer and then get paid in conventional prices. Now you don't have to pay the premium just for being an organic farmer, and you can get paid in organic prices. So I think as we've institutionalized it, there's ways to help further grow organic.
Well, one of the things that I have found in my overview of this, the government getting involved in it, and then the pressure on big government from big ag, because they saw what was going on in the organic world and how many people were supporting it through the local war movement, and everybody wants it because it seemed healthier. You were right. There's a difference between natural, local, and organic. And some people think they're all the same or they all have the same value. And maybe they do in some ways. But my point to bring you back around to this is that the government getting involved, in my mind, has cheapened the value of organic, the term organic, because the big guys, when they saw all the activity on these, this scale is huge, so they all want to get into it. Organic milk, organic produce, organic bread, organic this. And really, in some circumstances, not all, but fairly, you can look at some of these big companies who are just, they put their own people into the government, they become regulators, they rewrite the rules so it favors them, then they get out and they go back to their company, and you see the impact of that by weakened rules and strategies in this circumstance when it comes to organic. That's my experience anyway, Marty.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American Family Farmer. American Family Farmers, who are they? Why is there a problem? I'm a radio guy and a farmer, and under the circumstances, local means something different here, there, and everywhere. And so we're getting at the gist of all of that. This fellow from the Florida Organic Growers Association is here, Marty Mesh, to tell us the story of his use of organic in the terminology and in the teaching and the research. So you do a lot of that. Florida Organic Growers do an awful lot of research, it looks like. How's that all fit together? You get funding from schools, from companies? How do you make all this work?
No, it's always a struggle to keep a nonprofit that has ever-expanding goals to try to change the world and fix some of the problems with resources. But where I grant proposals, we partner with other organizations, and we scrape by and try to make it work. Being a nonprofit organic certification program, whatever money's left over in the certification program just is plowed back into either educating farmers about organic, educating the public about organic. You know, I was just at an FDA meeting yesterday speaking of food safety, and a few organic farmers were there, and they just said, you know, we just want to say thank you for all the work. And so trying to represent or help out organic farms and you know, local farms, sustainable farms. We work with many conventional farmers that are looking to either improve their practices. They may in the future be interested in organic agriculture, or they may not. We run a program right now in about 50. We're at about 40 markets. We'll be in 50 markets by the end of the program that incentivizes low-income people to use their EBT benefits at farmers markets with a twofold goal: to buy directly from farmers and improve the local farm economies, whether or not somebody everybody's organic. We want it to be Florida-grown fruits and vegetables. That's what we incentivize. And then obviously to have those most at risk, people that are utilizing SNAP benefits, purchase healthier food for themselves and their family. And so that's kind of a fun way to try to help out both those most at risk, hungry, as well as the local farm economies throughout Florida in the market partners that we work with in those markets.
Are there certain types of produce or certain things that are grown, like eggs, for example? Is it harder to get certification for poultry than it is for milk? And is that because it comes from live animals different than getting organic certification for produce, spinach, raspberries, whatever, watermelons? Is there more of a, it just seems to me, and I don't know because I've been through, I am not organic. I do not use chemicals. I might as well be organic, but I found that for my purposes, going through all of the certification was expensive and not necessary because people weren't coming to me for organic raw milk. They just wanted the raw milk because there's so few sources around. But I don't use chemicals. I don't do anything. I'm trying now, actually practicing a little no-till, which I haven't done before. This year I'm doing it for the first time just to kind of see how it works for me. But anyway, I'm trying to get out of you whether it is easier to conform if you're doing produce to the organic requirements than it is if you're handling meat and dairy and eggs, that kind of stuff.
Well, the organic the livestock piece, the meat part, was kind of the last segment to the table, although now there's obviously organic cotton being grown and yeah. Textiles. I mean, there's other segments coming on, but, you know, certainly produce was the low-hanging fruit. Are you farming organically? Do you have an organic cucumber? Okay, fine, we can certify it as being grown organically. You're in the market. With livestock, and that's one of your comments earlier, that, you know, we are very frustrated with the slowness of USDA to put forward out what we hope is a more clarification or a final rule on living conditions. And so, you know, how many square feet does each of the birds need when you talk about poultry?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so it is more difficult because, you know, they have to be fed organic feed, their health practices and the health regimen have to be, compliant with the standards, outdoor access, you know, all these types of things in livestock production pose a little bit, I think, of a more complex system. You know, veterinarians, they have to use holistic or preventative management systems. They use the tools in the toolbox for an organic livestock farmer are less. Although I will tell you, I remember when we were developing the standards that many livestock farmers especially said, oh, we need antibiotics just in case. We need antibiotics. You know, we have to have them. And then many conventional dairy people or livestock people, as they put their animals out on pasture, as they saw them eating organic grains and organic grass and being, nourished and managed probably how you manage your cows, I mean, more naturally and care, they said, you know what, I don't really need antibiotics because my cows never get sick. I mean, you know, and so their fear of losing one of those tools was really misguided. And even with horticulture, I mean, I've had growers transition their citrus groves. Citrus is going through greening, so it's a bad time to talk about citrus, the devastating greening disease. But, years ago, growers would say, my trees are losing their leaves, and you just go, just be patient. You know, those trees are on soils that are dead. You know, they're just being propped up and fed soluble nutrients. Work with it and regenerate some soil health, and they'll come back. And sure enough, those groves did come back.
Yeah, I think there's a real opportunity here, but it isn't for the faint of heart. if you're not really into this, then you can, you know, dig yourself a pretty good hole. And that's why I think that we're here to encourage people to get into this, no matter where you are in the country. But is it easier? Farming may be easier in your neck of the woods because of the weather than it is in my neck of the woods in the Northeast. And does it affect how people get certified?
So it's funny to hear you say, you know, it's always green. The grass could be always greener on the other side of the fence because we look down we look up north and go, let's see, they have killing frost, so they have reduced pest and weed pressures up there.
Yeah, yeah.
So we in the south are really, you know, have enormous weed pressures and pest problems as well down here, disease, you know, pest and disease problems,
yeah,
and challenges. You know, we get to farm the climate, and so we get to farm almost all year round. You could potentially farm 12 months a year down here in Florida, but you know, it's not so much easier. You guys have soil. You know, we have sand. While it's beneficial, right, towards watermelons, you know,
hard to grow corn and sand.
Of adequate nutrition is more of a challenge than y'all up there that have really good, healthy soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting to look at it that way. We'll spend a little bit more time with Marty Mesh here in a moment, Executive Director of the Florida Organic Growers Association. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back to that.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I was stunned to hear about police and prosecutors in Wisconsin staging late-night raids by SWAT teams and police dogs, invading family homes, and confiscating computers, cell phones, financial records, and other personal items. Far from having the right to remain silent, victims of these raids were ordered by the police to not tell anyone or call a lawyer under the threat of jail. There have been dozens of these raids without any proof that the homeowners are criminals, even though the Bill of Rights guarantees us protection against such invasion. A look through the lens of liberty shows such abuse threatens the rule of law itself. We the people are the owners of our rights. We must tell legislators in no uncertain terms that such abuses will not be tolerated.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps, nothing's faster, nothing's stronger, among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The continuation of our conversation, very instructive. I try to get people on the program from time to time who represent the organic side of things because it's exploding in interest, as it well should, for people who are in the business. I know in terms of dairy, if you produce organically certified milk, it's worth twice what regular milk is worth for the producer to bring to the plant. The average regular dairy, $15 a hundredweight. The average organic dairy,
$30 a hundredweight. And if you're using brown cows, it's even more because the value of the brown milk, brown cow milk is different. It just is. So I think about that, and I think about grazing. I'm wondering, Marty Mesh from the Florida Organic Growers Association is here with me, what you thought about the debate and then the results of the debate on the Food Labeling Act, the DARC Act, the GMO foods in general. It's harder and harder to get seed that you need because of the impact of GMO and Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and all those companies sort of pushing everybody. They're really pushing the farmer around and the consumer around.
Yeah, when you talk about the hijacking of regulation, the hijacking of government, we believe that there's plenty of undue influence concerning historically.
Well, that's what I was talking about when I was saying the regulators get into the USDA and the FDA. Many of them, especially the FDA, come from Monsanto and that ilk, and they go in and they change the regulations to satisfy the needs of their company, and then they go out again. I think that there's more of that than we wish to recognize or wish to admit.
It's all over the government and all throughout the government, and so I don't disagree with your point at all in that regard. I think that when you introduced this segment and you talked about the difference in price of milk, I will say that for us in the industry, from an industry point of view, you look at companies and even livestock producers co-ops or whatever, almost sourcing organic grains from offshore, and not because they want to, not because they're adamant about trying to save a nickel or a dime or a dollar. It's because they're forced to, and that the amount of organic produce being imported, the amount of organic grains being imported, really, there's a market opportunity in this country for many farmers to look at organic production. And like you say, it is, you have to be more involved and active management and manager of your farm operation, but the price reward, the economic reward, and the potential is there, and it's there certainly for grains. Grains are, and livestock feed, I mean, is in such short supply in this country for the market demand. We saw artificially high, not artificially high, but certainly high corn and soybean prices years ago. That really took some farmers to say, well, maybe I'll go back to conventional because the price is so high. But then if you look at grain prices now, the consistent organic marketplace that has less fluctuation in cyclical pricing for commodities like grains and maybe even milk. I'm not a dairy person, but certainly the grains part of it. It seems like that more and more farmers would look at organic, and then also more young farmers, I think, are interested in looking at organic production, maybe just from a heartfelt thing. I don't want to farm with a bunch of poisons anymore. I don't want my family.
Affects your health. The farmer's health is affected by this. Never mind the people that use the product. The farmer's health is affected by this.
And so that was actually how I got from conventional farming to organic. It was spraying apples and realizing that there had to be a better way for the sake of the environment, for the sake of the person that was ultimately going to eat the apple, and obviously for the sake of me, the one that was on the tractor spraying. So
do you think that we have an age thing here? Are you finding that people that go organic are likely to be younger farmers and the people who stay in the traditional way are older farmers? Is it that deliberate? Is it that easy to recognize the sort of division in who's doing this?
Well, the older I get, the younger most farmers look to me. But, I do think that some people that are either absentee farmers or just, kind of uncomfortable. And so it's easy, not easy, but, it's easier to spray herbicide and not have to deal with weeds until the next spring. I mean, there it is. It's convenient. It's easy. I don't have to think about it. But, and so maybe I'm not attracted to it. We certainly saw many farmers come from conventional to organic because the conventional agri system, as you well described, are killing family farmers. And, yeah. and organic was almost their life raft, their life jacket, the one thing that saved them. But young farmers certainly seem to me to be interested in saying, this is what I see is the way that I want to farm.
Marty Mesh is the executive director of the Florida Organic Growers Association. He's been with us here. You can go to foginfo.org, foginfo.org to learn more about his activities and his organization. Marty, thank you for being here with us on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment. A focus on embracing sustainability. It's not something that you're just hearing about. It's something that's actually going on. Things are changing. It's how you get them to change fast enough that's on the minds of lots of people who are trying to get farming to evolve to focus on sustainability. And that word seems to be one of the buzzwords around now. When farmers make the news in relation to climate issues, droughts, floods, extreme heat, they are often described in opposition to both environmentalists and sometimes to scientists alike. But this depiction doesn't tell a whole story of the many ways that farmers and ranchers are adapting to the changing climate, embracing the new approaches that reduce greenhouse gases, increase water quality. Sustainability is a way to look at how to improve America's food supply, not using so much of our natural resources. A new book out called 2% Solutions for the Planet. The fellow who wrote it is Courtney White, who's a co-founder and executive director of the Quivera Coalition, which is a group that works to find common ground between the conservation folks and agricultural folks, farmers, ranchers, et cetera, et cetera. And they focus, to their credit, on the people who've had success working in sustainability. Looking at the title of the book
and understanding what is going on with the pressures from certain groups in our country, some of them private, some of them public, I think that we have, many of us, taken note of the real progress that's being made, and I don't like being bullied, frankly. All the farmers that I know are responsible, no matter what their age, what their economic background, what their experience. I don't know anybody in my neck of the woods who's a farmer who is not cognizant, aware, and practicing the kind of farming that does save the environment, that does, I mean, what's in it for a farmer to wreck his own land? If you take just the self-interest on this scale, why would you want to, especially once you know what to do and how to do it, why would you need somebody to tell you how to do it, or you must do it, or we're going to sue you, we're going to fine you, we're going to close you down? Who needs that attitude? What we need to do is have people better educated. A lot of the great organizations, the National Farmers Union, for example, in my opinion, is one of the great movers and shakers in this area. They work in so many different areas to help make farming better for the family farmer and the products that come out of the family farms better for the locavores, for the people who are choosing to eat this way. So there have been a number of people who have written. I find the Huffington Post to be interesting from time to time because they have a variety of information. I also find their slant on things is a little direct, and I'm not sure they always know what the impact is of what they're writing or explaining. But I do think that there are ways of being innovative, entrepreneurial, figure out how to solve food issues, water issues, making the farm sustainable that doesn't require the heavy hand of government. These agricultural organizations are doing a terrific job to exercise. I mean, I saw an article profiling 50 different sustainable, say it again, Doug, sustainable practices, really exciting practices that you can see. They're not theory. They're trying different things that they have worked on themselves. Some of the farmers in their regional organizations, they do the work. They do the studying, and then they come up. They have organizations. They have local groups to get together and chew the fat about how to better do all of this stuff, and they don't need the governor. One of the things that's pretty obvious to me is what's happened in California, which is my sort of adopted home state part of the time. I spend most of the winters in California and other time during the year because my children live there. Farmers often are painted as the villains when it comes to these issues, and nothing could be further from the truth. The big guys are the villains, not you, not the average person who has made his life, his farm, his career, his farm. I've looked around for years and years and years, and I'll tell you, it disgusts me with how much bad information there is. Keep up the good work. Farmers have educated themselves, and they are doing a much better job of working toward making their farms better and sustaining the precious commodities that we have and the values that we have as family farmers. So don't be bullied around by the government and other people who say you're not doing a good job, but you are. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.